Y ahí, ¡qué diablos!
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Hey, Rick, I don't hear you on the air here yet. Keep on giving us a try. This is 1360 KHNC. It's the Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez, but he's coming in off of a side channel here, and we don't actually hear him, so I'm going to keep on trying here. I'm going to give it over to Brian to talk just for a minute, Brian, if you would, and I'm going to try to fix this and the other thing that's on the phone. So hang on.
Live radio, never know what you're going to hear on this Wednesday. What is the date today? 23rd of March. Yeah, Rick is he's trying to connect. We'll see if we're able to get the kinks worked out of this bad boy. Rick, maybe your headset, something's muted on your end, or maybe you're... Oh, I'm hearing something now. Let me there we go.
How's that?
Hear you now, Rick.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, loud and clear. Yep.
Okay.
Good to go.
I have two Ricks on the board here, and I don't know. I got one open, the other one isn't. Huh, weird. But I'm okay? Is everything a go now?
Yep, you're good to go.
Go ahead.
All righty. All right. Computer world, man. The world of technology. Okay, to begin the program today, I don't want to give the guys at the control board a heart attack, but things always happen. Yesterday, to continue with what's happening in the Ukraine, America's world hegemony, I was talking about, and I had mentioned, this matter of the Clinton Global Initiative, which is once again, while the war is taking place in the Ukraine, or the conflict, the Clintons have begun their initiative once again. I think the best way to maybe present this to you is when you think of the Clinton family, Bill and Hillary, according to documentation, articles, the Clintons are Rockefeller children. Nelson Rockefeller was the closest Rockefeller to become president. The Rockefeller family had always stated that they would want, at some point in the future, a Rockefeller to be president. Well, it happened with Bill Clinton. Most people don't realize that it appears as if, from the documentation I've read, that his father is Winthrop Rockefeller, who was the governor of Arkansas. There's been a little bit of debate on that, but the fact that out of nowhere Bill Clinton becomes governor what was he, 28 years old? And then he becomes president of this country. Also, Hillary. Nothing, very little is known about Hillary's mother. Almost nothing. It is hard to find anything about Hillary Clinton's mother, her paternal mother. The same with Barack Obama and the mysteries that surround Obama, his real father, his mother, Ann Dunham, if it's his real mother. But we put together pieces as we can find them. It appears, and it, I believe that from what I have read, Nelson Rockefeller is Hillary's real father. They did have in the Rockefeller family Rodham was one of the names used for some of the Rockefeller children. Well, with the Rockefellers, from the 1800s, John D. Rockefeller and his son, I think it was John Jr., began the great Rockefeller Empire. What does that have to do with Ukraine today? What does it have to do with the New World Order presently? Well, if the Rockefellers, so powerful, they don't come from the old money of Europe. They don't come from the monarchies, the monarchs or oligarchs of Europe. They're new money in America, very, very wealthy, so wealthy that by 1889, it appears as if John D. Rockefeller owned as his own personal playground New York City. And from that point, he would begin to move his power and influence toward Washington, D.C., into the presidents, with Congress, with the House of Representatives, big business. So eventually the Rockefellers would give direction to the presidents of this country. I have articles in front of me that prove exactly what I'm saying. This is not opinion. This is document. What does this have to do with the Ukraine? So then you have, eventually, we'll get back from the break, and we'll continue. This is The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would've been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
All right. As we continue, the Rockefellers. I suspect that the Rockefellers were powerful enough to take over New York City, give direction to control the destiny of this nation. I think also that they were instrumental in replacing the Rothschild family as the great power. The Rothschilds were the powers of Europe for, what, 200-plus years. And nobody could match the power of the Rothschilds until the Rockefellers. Now, there are two dynamics that I'm going to discuss that you may not understand part of it, but it's okay. I'm going to discuss it anyhow. You probably will understand it. As the Rockefellers became more powerful in this country, the power of the European Rothschilds became less, just like the power of the English, Britain, once America, after World War I and the finish of World War II, the power of the United States of America was so powerful that the British took second seat. And in about the 1876, in that vicinity, the European nations knew that the United States could never be conquered militarily. That is true to this very day. Not Russia, China, all the EU nations can conquer this great empire. Now, the second part of what my story. To understand, to really get a good view of the New World Order, this global agenda, New World Order, you cannot understand it. It is impossible to really see what it is without knowing and understanding. I hate to use that word, understanding. Without, from above, there is an occult aspect to it as well as a natural aspect to it. There are bullets and bombs that affect the physical world, but there are spiritual forces in the invisible world that also affect the physical world. With the two traits of the Rothschilds of Europe and the Rockefellers of America, the Rockefellers and Rothschilds were both involved in secret societies. And because of that, you have to say the occult. What has happened is the Rockefellers, through wealth and power, political power, directing militaries, overthrowing countries, have become a greater power in the natural world than the Rothschild families, as powerful as they have been, had been. Also, I'm going to introduce something that I have indirectly introduced before. The greater occult power. Let's look at the two families, Rothschilds, Rockefellers. In your estimation, I'm going to put this in your hands. Which of these two dynasties, lineages, families would have the greatest occult power? Now, as you think about that, contemplate, consider. Now I'll go forward with the program. What is happening in the Ukraine has two dimensions to it, the physical and the invisible. In Russia, you have, starting in the late 1800s, early 1900s, a change within Russia to bring about a godless society via communism, atheism. In the 70s, Russia began to have a spiritual turn, and American Christians, Christianity, evangelical churches from America, through music and worship, began a move in Russia that has continued to this very day. And the Russian people have returned out of atheism, God hatred, not the common people, but the government officials, to a belief in God, and to looking to and praying and asking God for help. That's the difference between Russia presently and the United States of America, to some degree. The government, starting with Vladimir Putin, began to allow, and even to some degree, Yeltsin and Gorbachev, to some degree, they cannot stop a move or the hand of God in a nation. When God decides to reach a nation, they can't stop it. They hate it. They fight it. And this is, and so what happened is Russia changed to a God-fearing, faith society, like I've stated before in many programs. Vladimir Putin is a man of faith, of deep faith. He knows that the only reason he's been successful in changing the politics and the ruling class in Russia is because of his faith in God. The reason Donald Trump was able to accomplish what he did in 4 years was because Donald Trump also is a man of deep faith and conviction. Vladimir, Donald Trump, both have their problems. They have the goods and the bads. We all have the good and the bad. But when you look at what the fruit of each individual is during their time in office and political power, is the fruit evil or is the fruit good? America, in the last 4 years, I've stated many times, when Donald Trump would leave office, when he'd be forced out of office, and I did state that the final great hurricane that would hit this country, America, would begin once again. The hurricane began with Jimmy Carter. With each following president, the hurricane to destroy this country, a spiritual force, became greater, more powerful. It began with Jimmy Carter, continued with Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. It really began to ramp up, and the hardships that were beginning in this country spiritually increased. Clinton's 8 years, pretty much with NAFTA and different policies, hurt this country. Then you had George Bush Jr. He puts into place a military law that basically we all in this country can be arrested as treason for treason, for spitting on the sidewalk. But then the hurricane went crazy with Barack Obama. The spiritual hurricane and the judgment on this country, the hardships that would begin, that God would allow on America, began like never before with the election of Barack Obama. If Hillary Clinton would have taken over after Barack Obama, this country, it would be, the citizens of this country would basically be in jail. We don't know what we're experiencing now would have begun with Hillary. Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. Vladimir Putin is the eye, in a sense, of the hurricane. The hurricane is coming once again to Russia, the second half of the hurricane. The second half of the hurricane in the United States of America has begun with the placing of Joe Biden in the White House. He wasn't elected. He was placed. It's called continuity of government. The government could not allow Donald Trump to take his chair in the second administration. Could not happen. They would not allow it. So you have continuity of government. Continuity of government. This nation has laws that have been placed that you could have Russia dump all of her nukes on America, and America would still continue into the future, believe it or not. Well, the biggest weapon dumped on this, or the biggest negative factor, was Donald Trump to the globalists, to the New World Order. See, the Rockefellers have been building an imperial U.S. deep state, and Donald Trump interfered with that. The hurricane has begun once again. This hurricane that will bring destruction and I don't know if, even if the word misery is the right word, to America. The laws, the spiritual laws of heaven, because of an administration that hates God, that is anti-Christ, the Obama administration and the previous administrations fit that description. Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. Now, now that we are past post-Donald Trump, has the hurricane and the destruction to the economy of this nation, has it begun? It will continue to increase, but not just America, internationally, because the leaders in many of the nations, they also are godless. In the book of Revelation, if you'll just start reading that book, for you that don't even know God, believe in God, those that do, read what it says in Revelation. Most of the prophecies in Revelation are beginning to be finished out right now. We're in the last decade. All the signs point to our being in the 10 years before Christ's return. We are already at the beginning. And one of the great prophecies in the Bible that will show us and prove to us is the destruction of Russia when Russia moves into the mountains of Israel and is destroyed. We'll continue with that in just a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Programs streamed always. All programs podcast during the week and on the weekend, 1360KHNC.com. So, you haven't answered the question. Of the Rothschild family and the Rockefeller family, which of the two families is the most powerful now in the occult? Consider that. Now, the Rothschilds and the Rockefeller family which of the two families have more influence over the politics and the course of events in the world presently? Think about that. The Rockefellers eventually own New York City. They own the United States, basically the United States government. They are instrumental in putting up their own, I guess I could call it a Praetorian Guard network, which you call be called the CIA network internationally, to protect the interests of the powerful families in the United States of America. I have a list of, according to here, this is about just a few, this is like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the most powerful men in America. Let's see who they are. Let's just mention them real quick. And you see if this is true. How about William Gates of Hell, founder of Microsoft, worth $75 billion. And it stated here about 10 years ago that the Rockefellers were the wealthiest family in the world, $3.3 billion. No. We talk in terms of trillions. Then secondly, Amancio Ortega. He owns Zara Fashion Chain, $67 billion. These are the world's richest people. Carlos Slim, Mexican owner of Grupo Carso, worth $50 billion. Jeff Bezos, $45.2 billion. It doesn't have in this for American wealthiest people, George Soros. Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. Whoopsie-daisy, here we go again. More, the nephew of Bill and Hillary. Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg, $44.6 billion, founder of Facebook, which he stole. He's a thief. Larry Ellison, co-founder, CEO of Oracle, $43.6 billion. This is 5 years ago. Now, with Ellison, documentation, you can go on to the internet. Don't go to Google. Go to DuckDuckGo, start page, and you'll find that Mr. Ellison is deep, deep in the occult. You can read it for yourself. Then you have Mike Bloomberg. He's worth Bloomberg Press, I guess, $40 billion. These people have to be protected. And who protects them? Now, I'm going to go quickly. Let's look at, this is from thegrayzone.com. This is March 21st, 2017. Looking back at David Rockefeller's key role in building the imperial U.S. deep state. There is a deep state. So, Rockefeller grows up in a mansion, Midtown Manhattan. He goes on to become chairman, CEO of Chase Manhattan Bank, one of the most influential plutocrats in the United States. Those who rule the government, the plutocrats, with the help of an enormous inherited fortune. $3.3 billion. Forget $3.3 billion. He's one of the wealthiest men in the world, next to the Queen, that old lizard. Trillions, trillions, and now zillions. They have over a million, million. They have zillions, billions, I mean. A thousand billions. They have trillions. Over the span of five decades, every U.S. president since Dwight Eisenhower met with Rockefeller to seek his advice and support. Nixon asked him to be his Secretary of the Treasury. He has long-standing ties to the Central Intelligence Agency. Why? Because he made sure that this government intelligence agencies were put together in a way to protect his offshore interests in South America, Central America, Africa, South Africa, North Africa, Indonesia, the Middle East. This is a private army paid for with taxpayer dollars that has a black budget that is so deep the bank account never runs empty. The account is money coming in from slaves, people that are sold as slaves, children on the black market, adrenochrome, drugs, assassinations, murder for hire. It goes on and on. This, go to DuckDuckGo or Start page and put in your whatever it is you want to search for. Christ said at the end of the world, nothing will be hidden. Everything will be revealed. For those that want to know the truth will be made available to them. But Christ did say in the Old Testament, God did say in Isaiah 66, God wanted to speak to his children Israel, and they didn't want to listen to what God had to say. So God said, okay, then what I'll do is deception is going to come. And when the deception comes, it will destroy you. But he said, I will choose how I'm going to deceive you. So people that don't want to know the truth, cosmic law, God picks your deception. So then he goes on to help lead and create powerful organizations that greatly undermined the global left and maintained U.S. hegemony. The hegemony of empire. I have been talking about America's hegemic desire, the desire for hegemic rule internationally, and one of the new... Oh, we're going to a break. I'll finish this thought when I get back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will return.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
right. The United States Foreign Policy Institutions, which were given direction by David Rockefeller through his Council of Foreign Relations, this policy, this direction, was given because Rockefeller and other billionaire plutocrats, and this is, again, I'm reading highlights out of looking back at David Rockefeller's key role in building the imperial United States deep state. This is out of the Greystone.com. And the date, March 21st, 2017, Rockefeller and other billionaire plutocrats who rule Washington played a role in helping U.S. capitalist governments and large financial institutions crush socialists and other revolutionary movements throughout the world on behalf of fellow billionaires, multinational corporations, and their bottom lines. This is empire. What I'm reading to you is empire. This doesn't happen with Russia. I mean, it does to a degree with the nations that Russia assists, but no, not like what happens with the United States. The so-called New World Order they supposedly want to establish, it already exists. By and large, it is one of the unchallenged corporate powers in which eight capitalists, which I've already read, they control the global wealth. This study shows how plutocrats like Rockefeller and U.S. government work together to crush international socialist movements, which took place like what happened in Chile. It was a CIA-backed coup in that country. When Allende in Chile took over, when he became the president of Chile, the Chase Manhattan Bank was furious, as was the United States government. Why? According to the article, the very name Allende was anathema to the extreme right in Chile, to certain powerful corporations, notably ITT, Pepsi Cola, and Chase Manhattan Bank, which did business in Chile and the United States, and to the CIA journalist Christopher Hutchins, who wrote in his book, The Trial of Henry Kissinger. The top officials held a series of meetings within 2 weeks of Allende's election and planned ways to undermine his socialist government. Rockefeller, Donald Kendall, and CEO of Pepsi-Cola, who had close ties to Richard Nixon, both discussed Chile with Kissinger. See, this was costing them big money. Well, then what Allende did is he did something that is verboten. Forbidden, not to be allowed. One of Allende's earliest actions was to nationalize mines exploited by the Anaconda Copper Mining Company, which owned hundreds of millions of dollars to Chase Manhattan and other U.S. banks. Now, Anaconda and the copper mines in this country, if you want to borrow money to, let's say, develop mineral interests anywhere in this country and pretty much in the world, if you're an American corporation, do you know where you borrow your money from? Do you know where the main institution for lending? Denver, Colorado. Right here in Denver, Colorado. 1973, Allende was toppled and killed, murdered, assassinated by the CIA-backed coup. His democratically elected socialist government was replaced with a U.S.-backed capitalist dictatorship under Augusto Pinochet. The Anaconda Company was paid hundreds of millions of dollars, and tens of thousands of Chilean leftists were murdered, tortured, and disappeared. Now, like father, like children, now we have a pattern with the, I guess you could say, the children on down the line. We have a pattern of theft, murder. This is documentation. You have the book, when the Clintons were in Arkansas and the deaths around Bill and Hillary and Hillary's statement about Muammar Gaddafi. They came, they did something else, something, and he died. And same with Kissinger, with all of them. But the lineage, you know, you talk about these lineages psychologically where a parent is an alcoholic and the child becomes an alcoholic and his child becomes an alcoholic. These are spiritual principles that go down through the lineages. And John Rockefeller, to where it all began, he was a thief, he was immoral, he was couldn't be trusted, and what was the question they asked the Rockefeller? I think it was David. How much is enough? Just a little more. So the curses, the generational patterns come through the lineage. Then you have Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. He steals the social media, Facebook, from Michael McKibben and the man who put this together. The government was working on it, but they didn't do a very good job. But McKibben and his team, they figured out how to put together social networking. That's why you have Facebook and Twitter. Chinese have TikTok. But it was a theft, another theft by one of the children, one of the grandchildren or great-nephews of the Clintons. Now, going back to a question, I'm not really jumping around. I'm getting you to see things. I'm hoping. At what point did the Rothschild family become a lesser family than the Rockefeller family? At what point did they lose their power in America and their global power? World War I, World War II. Now we'll continue and finish out in just a few minutes. Hang on, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food, located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 for the Present Truth. And then on Sundays, noon to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Now, the point is that I suspect the Rockefeller network of control are not happy with just owning New York City or controlling Washington, D.C., or basically owning America, great mining operations internationally. But I suspect part of the lineage, the generational pattern, is to take over the world. And I think now that Bill Clinton mentioned that they're moving forward with the Clinton Initiative, I think their sights are on Asia, Central Asia. I'm suspecting, as I'm looking, and little by little, I get to see little coming across the America like a gray desert. On the desert floor, everything is being etched. Everything that comes across that desert, every little creature leaves its mark. And all the little creatures are heading in a specific direction. And the direction that all of these children of the devil have been moving is toward a new world order, a one world government. And they have been doing all their plans are being centered around empire, America. World War I, World War II, America became the ruling nation of the world, still is. Many people writers have stated that America, we are like Rome. We are finally in the last days of decay. We're going to implode. No, America is going to fulfill her destiny, going to be the hegemon of the world. Asia and Asia, the kings of the East and the kings of the West are going to collide. The kings and the Muslim world in the Middle East is going to collide. There's going to be a big collision, and that collision, that point of collision, is going to be Armageddon in about 9+ years. But before that, Russia has to fulfill her prophecy here in the next, I don't know, maybe year or two. Russia is not going to be destroyed, and the armies are not going to be destroyed in Ukraine. Russia and fellow nations, countries, are going to move their armies south to Israel, to invade Israel, and they're going to be destroyed there. That'll be 7 years plus, maybe 7.5 years before Armageddon. The world is now moving that direction. The great hurricane that I talked about earlier that began after Joe Biden came in, that hurricane is going to continue until the time that Christ returns. Only Christ can stop it. That's it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Have a great evening.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen.
Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.